Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson and Abby Weinstein. Lori and Abby spend their days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. They talk to parents of struggling students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. They want to share those stories along with their own insights with you. So, let's talk learning disabilities.
Everybody, this is Lori with Let's Talk Learning Disabilities. I am flying solo this week. Abby is back home holding down the fort. And today we are at the CEC convention in San Antonio. CEC stands for Council for Exceptional Children. And right now I am with Janetta Bryant, and she is with Disabilities Workshop. Hi, Janetta.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
I'm so excited you could stop for just a second and tell us a little bit about what you do and who you are and give us a little bit of background.
So Abilities Workshop has been around now for about 5 years, but we work with parents, pastors, and teachers and helping them get resources across the country, right? We want all of our kids with special needs to be their best, and usually resources are what empower those people to do that. Find it's really important that we work with parents, pastors, and teachers because it's a three-legged stool in our world. The parents have to fight for them.
Yep.
We have to have parents that are fighting for their kids. Nobody else is wanting to step up and be their champion. The teachers need to understand them, and if teachers understand them, man, does our life get much easier. But then alongside of that, if we have a faith community that's supporting that family and helping them on the good days and the bad days, then those children get to shine and be their best. So our platform is quite simply that. If you've got a new diagnosis, if you're transitioning somebody into adulthood, we want to come alongside and be your friend. If your church is trying to grow a ministry program to support your congregation, we want to tell you some tips and tricks on how to do that, because you don't have to have a big budget or lots of volunteers. And if you're a teacher, it's a pet project of mine to just realize that so many of our Gen Ed teachers don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And they feel lost when our kids end up in their classrooms.
Yep.
And so if we can help them level up some basic understandings and everybody in that school start having good communication and talking, because you get veteran teachers, this just wasn't prevalent for them when they were coming up. And now they're embarrassed to say they don't know.
Right.
And you have your newbies that just don't know what they don't know. And so if we can get everybody talking the same language, our teachers are so imaginative and so capable of coming up with solutions, but they have to have those walls knocked down so they can have that free communication.
Absolutely. So when you say resources across the country, you're talking about any kind of therapy, any kind of tutoring. Like, what are some of the big ones that people are usually looking for?
So the company originated on the concept of helping newly diagnosed families find their footing. So if somebody had a new diagnosis, you found that people quite often said, early intervention, early intervention, early intervention, that's what you've got to do. But nobody would go so far as to tell you what early intervention meant.
Right.
And so then you were swimming in this sea of acronyms and words, and you didn't know which way was what. And every conversation you were in, it was something new somebody was telling you. So the workshops that we do try to bridge that gap, right? They try to help you have firm understanding to begin with. But when COVID came, it was either going to, you know, completely smother us out, or it was going to help us grow on steroids. Fortunately, it was the latter of the two. But it was because we were able to go from being in person to virtual. And when we did that, we knew we had to talk to families in California, Colorado, and Connecticut all at the same time.
Right.
We had to create some additional resource landing pages. So a national resource directory, printed directories that are going out. You know, it's hard to say what we do in just a few words, because really we just want to be your friend.
Right.
And however that looks for
you, side by side,
we can come along. That's it.
So if anyone wants to kind of get some more information and find out about you, what's the best place for them to find you?
So you want to go to abilitiesworkshop.com. And
perfect.
So that's plural, abilities, lots of I's, all dotted through in there, right? But abilitiesworkshop.com.
Awesome.
And give us a call. Like I said, it's not because we know everything, but we've got such a cool Rolodex at this point that if we don't know the answer, we know who does know the answer, and we're just happy to be your switchboard operator.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Thank you for taking a few minutes
bet.
Out of your day this morning to
Absolutely.
Be with us.
Absolutely.
Enjoy
Fun
the rest
to
of the
see
conference.
You. Have a good one.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. I am back with Michelle from Ta-da! I love that. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. It's so great to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us from CEC. Tell us what Ta-da is.
Well, Ta-da is all about the love of early language learning in a way that does not exist otherwise, and it should, sadly. I cannot believe it doesn't. Screen-free, multi-sensory.
Screen-free?
Tactile.
What?
Yes, we make talking books, and it's not like a sound book you might know. It is a sound book reinvented. It is a whole new level of wow. I'm a teacher. I have taught languages on four continents now. In Texas, actually, I was a teacher. I just had someone write me. I should tell you the story another time. I could go on and on and on, loving what I do. She's a grown woman. It's been 30 years, and she wrote me recently about our time together in Dallas. But I've taught in Ethiopia. I've taught in South Korea. Children, ESL and French. I love teaching, and I accidentally, believe me, it was so accidentally, got into doing a business because I wanted to bring this resource that otherwise doesn't exist. And that is the beginning, early language, a foundation. Words. We're forgetting words. But beyond that, in the book, you can touch. And when you hear words, you're hearing native speakers pronounce them in high definition, stunning quality. You need to hear so well. I don't know if you've ever heard someone learn a language, but they turn the volume up full blast.
Of course.
On their TV. But we made the quality so good. We have a really fancy team behind me making sure that it is just everything is top notch, or I don't want to do it. But yes, we're all about making it easy. So you're picking up something. There's no fuss. There's no pens. There's no computers you need. It's affordable. You can pick up and learn the first 1,000 words in a language with real native speaking. Brought to students and teachers and principals from our partnering schools all over the world.
That is amazing.
I'm sorry, it's a mouthful.
No, that is amazing. So you have the 1,000-word dictionary.
Yes.
And then other.
We have other. We do.
Tell me about the other books.
Well, so the dictionary right now is available in American English. We made it with a Harvard linguist and his team. He enunciates every word in the book.
Wow.
Yes. You can touch 1,000 pictures in our book. Every time you touch it, there, like I said, there's up to 24 different native speakers saying every word, never in the same order. It's randomized. And then at the bottom, there's a seek and find game, 5 different levels on every spread. So children and actually adults. I had a woman write me that she had a stroke and learned to speak again with the book.
I love that.
But yes, so adults are using it too, all ages, because it's the beginning. I give you 1,000 words and you're going to make sense. You're going to feel empowered, confident, and you're going to fast track your language learning. We made that first in American English because I live in Europe right now. So it made sense at the time to do that first. But we just made it with UNAM, the number one university of Latin America, UNAM Mexico. Go UNAM.
Awesome.
And also UNAM Texas, they have been so good to me. Even the president worked, he wanted to clear up Spanglish, actually.
Awesome.
He worked with me on the project, and we just completed it. It's next to be printed. I'm about to put a pre-order capability, but it's 1,000 words in Spanish. And hello, we do not, Lori.
We do not make the same images for every book. I don't think so.
You need to see what a country looks like.
I love that.
Do you want me to stop to ask a question, or you want me to keep
going? No, this is so amazing. Like,
so they're
great resource.
What does Mexico look like? What are the kids and adults, even, but you know, we make the book for kids, 6 to 14 plus. What are they seeing, eating, doing, wearing? You know, they're playing with marbles and piñatas. We work with a team from UNAM. We actually included professors at UNAM that have learned Spanish, but they're non-natives because they provide such a rich perspective as
not
being native. But mainly natives that work on choosing the content, but what they choose to show, what historical events of significance, all of this you can see in the book. So it's very rich. We hire a local artist who's Mexican. So it's a totally different book. That's coming out next. And again, I'll set up a pre-order. Get on there fast because we don't print in large quantities as a startup.
Right.
I pay in advance for everything. So we'll set that up soon. We're working on it in German, French, and Mandarin. Again, always with a distinguished educational partner. So our other series is certified, and it's very, very much planned out. You can hear I don't sleep at night sometimes. It's a book. They're these beautiful books. Everything is eco-friendly, forest-friendly paper. There are these beautiful little books. Board books, uh-huh. Eco-friendly. And they're made for 0 to 5 so they can grow up seeing and hearing the world in a joyful, non-stress way. There are 12 words, so it's talking and it's musical.
Oh, I love that.
Music really resonates with our little ones.
Yes,
and of course, with my team, you can tell them, Lori, I'm embarrassed to talk about all of it.
No, you're doing amazing.
Really high level, the best, most acclaimed music producers of all time. They listen, they care, they want to connect more kids, and they started making all of my music. So they have beautiful music, 12 words, and they're just delighting in exposing them. No stress, no pages filled with all these words they might not know, most of them don't know.
And these are like battery, like they don't need to charge them. They don't need to, this just put some batteries in your book and you go.
It arrives with the battery. I've had it happen once where someone arrived, it arrived dead. So you just, they needed to replace it. But otherwise, never batteries. Any problems. I'm very open and honest with everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, there's, everything has, but yeah, you just replace it if there is a problem. Otherwise, they're very long lasting. So the talking dictionary is 3 AAAs. I know how to put in printed solar charging or office light. The lights here in this room would charge the book, but I need to scale, and that will be next because I'm all about making it easy.
Sure.
I want you to pick this up. I know we're all busy.
Can you connect headphones to it?
Yes. Thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
So they're super easy. The talking dictionary is 3 AAAs. It has a built-in snooze mode. The book actually snores, which the kids adore.
Cute.
It snores. You'll hear it. And then you'll know that you just need to turn your book on and off again, but that's on purpose to keep those batteries long-lasting. And yes, you can plug in headphones and an external speaker. And let me tell you why that matters. So the headphones, I even tested coming over. I had noise cancellation headphones, and I was next to the engine, and I couldn't even hear myself think. And I could hear the words. It, again, CD, high-def quality. We filed a patent on all of this. It was so clear and crisp. I could hear next to the engine.
Awesome.
Yay.
Awesome.
When you're learning language, you really need to hear everything.
Absolutely.
Personal.
It's got to be clear.
It's got to be clear, friends, or you just don't know what's going on.
No.
And because in front of you in the book, you can read in fully reading font. You can hear at the same time. You're hearing the real-world sound effect of the item in the book, and you're also hearing every time a different native speaker.
Multi-sensory.
You can make sense. You know what the J or the H sounds like. You get the TH. You're able just to hear it. And I tell you, again, Lori, I could go on and on. Please stop me. Just pull on my hair here.
So headphones.
Headphones, external speaker if you want to make it loud. So I have classes. I have classes that are plugging one in. They're using it as a teacher in a book. You can see that on our website.
I love that. So what is your website?
TadaLanguages.com. The little books are available in 5 languages right now. Every time this esteemed educational partner, English, Latin American, Spanish, French, German, and Mandarin Chinese. And friends, don't just get the books that your children are learning, the languages that you're targeting, but I advocate having all of these books on your bookshelf. And it's a very complicated world, and if kids don't grow up seeing these things,
I totally agree.
Fear creeps in, or the unknown, and that's where you have fear, where you have hate. And if everyone can have, the kids can grow up with this wonderful experience, the books are a beautiful experience for children.
Appreciate the other cultures and
the
languages.
They will. They will always like, I love that book. And it just diffuses any potential negative emotion.
And their little brains are sponges. Introducing new languages at that age, it's huge.
And there's no stress, just 12 words with the song. And after they're like walking around with their little diaper, you know. I've learned Mandarin with our books.
That is amazing. Okay, so TadaLanguages.com.
TadaLanguages.com.
Thank you so much. We'll probably have Michelle on again later for a longer episode because I love what she does, and clearly she has a lot to share. But if you want to go check her books out, please go to her website and take a look. And thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day-to-day to be here with us.
You are so warm, and you can feel it just looking in your eyes that you care. And
thank you.
It's so empowering. There is hope in this world.
There is hope.
We can change one at a time.
We're going to do it. All right, guys.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. I am back with our last guest for today from CEC. This is Ilana from Camp Kodiak. And we are actually probably going to do a camp series coming up here really shortly, but I wanted to give you guys a little preview. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me here. This is great.
Awesome. So tell us, what is Camp Kodiak?
Oh, Camp Kodiak is near and dear to my heart. It was started by my dad, and I can tell you a whole story about that another time. So just to give you a snapshot, because I know with the conference it's really busy, and I will just tell you what you need to know about camp. Camp Kodiak is an integrated overnight summer camp for kids with and without learning disabilities, ADHD, and ASD level 1, what used to be diagnosed as Asperger's syndrome.
Okay.
Now, to be fair, we don't discriminate against neurotypical kids. They are welcome to join us as well. But unfortunately, our expertise lies within meeting the needs of those specific diagnoses. And so kids who have other types of diagnoses might not be successful at our program. So we really focus on what we know and doing
staying
it as
in
best.
Your lane.
Exactly. So our program includes a social skills program that's embedded into everything we do from the moment they wake up until the moment they go to bed, and they don't even realize that they're practicing, learning, refining those positive social skills, because it's all done in context. We also have an academic program.
Oh.
Monday to Friday for just under an hour right after breakfast. About half the camp is engaged in academic tutoring, and it's done outside at picnic tables in small groups. There are no tests, no quizzes, no due dates, no homework, no stress.
It's just practice.
Just review. Just so they don't go through the summer slide and forget everything that they've gained over the school year and feel ready to go back to school in
That's
the fall.
Huge.
Yep. And then for those kiddos who are not doing the academic review, they're engaged in academically inspired activities.
Oh.
So things like the arts. So we have pottery and stained glass, photography, video, vocal music, learning to play guitar, dance, drama. Then we have martial arts and learning to play chess. But we also have STEM activities and building Rube Goldberg machines and nature and survival skills. So there's lots of things for them to choose from. Then we have over 50 different camp activities, and the kids' core program cycles through around 18 of those. And then we have elective activities where they select their preferred activities, and they'll get one of those preferred activities and get to focus on it for a week, so they really get a chance to build skill and experience and meet campers from other cabin groups who are also interested in that. And speaking of cabin groups, the way we group our cabins is very different than a traditional camp. We meet all of our prospective campers, and we use that meeting to get a sense of who they are, because we don't just lump them together based on something arbitrary like a birthday. We try and figure out what is the best social fit for each camper that's also age appropriate. Because just because a kid relates really well to younger kids doesn't mean they should be in a cabin with kids who are 5 years younger to them,
right,
than them. Because that's not developmentally appropriate either. So that's how we focus our groups. And so they spend most of the day with that cabin group. And they become their go-to people. They're supporting their peers at activities that they might be familiar with. And then it's reciprocated when something is new to them.
That is awesome. So how long do kids usually stay? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it as long as they want?
Well, yes and no. So we definitely need to have campers on board to come to camp. We don't want anyone coming who feels like they are being sent away,
right,
or they're there against their will, because that just sets them up for an unsuccessful experience.
Right.
But we have a one-week program called Kodiak Junior, which is an introduction to overnight summer camp, and that's offered for our 6 to 9 year old kiddos.
Okay.
Then our 10 and older are really, it's a longer session. So we start the summer with a 4 week session, and then we have a 3 week session, and some campers come for the full 7 weeks.
Wow.
And some parents might be like, 7 weeks? That's way too long. But even 3 or 4 weeks, that's
long.
A long time. And yes, it is. Absolutely. But a few things to remember. If you want social skills to become habitual, if you want them to start doing it and applying it independently, regularly,
got to practice.
You need to practice. You need that time. If you want those connections that they've made with peers at camp to develop into meaningful relationships and hopefully lasting friendships,
yes, that makes sense.
That takes time too. If you want kids to leave camp walking taller because their confidence is increased and their self-esteem is that much better because they've experienced 500 successes for every real or perceived failure, that takes time too.
That makes
sense.
And
so you just need those longer sessions.
That makes sense. You know, my nieces go to camp for 4 and 5 weeks, which, you know, in the beginning sounded crazy long, but they have some of their best friends from camp.
Absolutely.
Because they're spending all day, every day together, and that's where they really do build those connections. So I can see why that would be very important.
And our kiddos tell us that they find their people at camp. They find their community. They go through the rest of the school year in class with people who don't think the way they do, who don't experience things the same way they do. They get to camp and they find these people who get it. They don't have to explain it. They get it. And a lot of our staff also have neurodiversities. And so they have these amazing role models. And they can see, okay, I'm going to be okay. It's hard right now. But my counselor just told me they went through this too.
Yeah.
And now look at them.
Yeah, they turned out okay.
That's right.
So where is Camp Kodiak?
We are 2.5 hours north of Toronto, Ontario, in this beautiful area known as Cottage Country.
Sounds amazing. Okay, so if people want more information, your website is
www.campkodiak.com.
That is easy enough. And is there a form on there they can fill out if they want more information?
Absolutely. And if people are ready after they look at our website and they think, yes, this is what I want for my kiddo, they can start the application process by completing an online application form, and then we'll contact them and we'll get some more information and set up a Zoom meeting so that either I will meet with them or one of my sisters who are my co-directors.
I love that. It's a family camp.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for being here and taking a few minutes out of your day with us.
My pleasure. It was great
guys,
chatting.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.